Mitra hesitated. She didn't know the exact nature of the relationship between Setchel and the mysterious Sith. If they were friends, he wouldn't simply tell her where to find him, not without warning him first.
"I would like you to set up a meeting between us," she said finally,
hoping her answer was vague enough that Setchel might still suspect she didn't mean the other Sith any harm.
"A private meeting, yes?"
he asked with a smile. Mitra nodded.
"Very well," he said. "I will try to locate him and offer to set up a meeting. Of course, I can make no promise that he'll agree to see you."
"It's in his best interest," Mitra said. "I'm sure you can be very convincing."
"Certainly, but that also costs extra."
Mitra sighed wearily.
"How much?"
5,000 credits.
Setchel proved to be a much shrewder negotiator than Larvit. He knew he had all the leverage. In the end, they settled on 4,000 credits, much closer to his opening offer than Mitra had originally intended. She rose to leave the table, then was hit by a sudden inspiration.
"How much to purchase the slave at the door?"
she asked. If she could buy the young man, she could give him his freedom.
"If you're interested in purchasing slaves, you'll find a much better selection in the city's central market,"
he assured her.
"I'm interested in him specifically,"
she said.
"Why?"
There was no mistaking the sudden suspicion in Setchel's voice, and Mitra knew she had misplayed her hand.
"I like his look,"
she said with a coy smile.
"You can hire his services by speaking with the concierge of the club," he said.
"That's something I'll have to look into,"
she said, her heart sinking as she realized she could do nothing for the young man now. Setchel wouldn't just forget about her unusual interest in an otherwise anonymous slave. If she did anything to help him win his freedom, it would certainly get back to Setchel, and she couldn't risk blowing her cover.
"Would you like me to have him escort you out?"
Setchel offered.
"Thank you,"
she said, grinning lasciviously. The young man was summoned to the table, and she could feel his fear at being singled out by the woman he thought he had offended earlier. He didn't speak as he led her to the door, where T3 was waiting for them.
"It was our pleasure to serve you, mistress,"
he said, his voice cracking.
"Everything was satisfactory,"
she said, her voice dripping with disdain and contempt. The slave bowed and backed away, obviously relieved at what he perceived to be a more normal reaction from a patron of the club. Once he vanished back inside, Mitra spun on her heel and walked away quickly, anxious to put the club behind her. T3 scurried to keep up, beeping out a question.
"We're getting closer,"
she promised him. Then she added,
"The sooner we're off this accursed world, the better."